Love your voice. Love your songs.
Thanks a lot.
Love your wordplay.
Well, thanks a lot.
You're fun writing these things. That. But I bet you you agonize over every word, right?
I don't know about agonize, but yeah, I'm just into it. I'm into words. It's my thing.
Hey, you know, 27 Jennifers?
Yes.
I used to hear so much on... you don't get a whole lot of commercial radio airplay, do you?
We do. We do. We get those AAA stations, the Adult Album Alternative stations.
What's certain songs?
Actually, the two that we just played, and the song Na Na Nothing that we played earlier, and that's really about it.
I used to hear 27 Gens on WRXP.
Oh, really?
Here in New York, yeah.
And it's gone now, right?
Yeah, I had Rich Russo on last week. Wow. He had hosted the Freeform Sunday night show called Anything Anything.
Wow. Oh,
but God. Yeah, I used to hear, when I was at the gym, they'd put on RXP, and I'd be working out on the treadmill to 27 Jennifers.
Yeah, Matt Pinfield was like a fan, which was neat.
So you weren't actually on that station then? Never invited you down, huh?
We went a couple of times. Played some songs.
Your favorite radio station is WFMU, I understand.
I'm a Mouse It Today pledger. I am proud, loud and proud about it.
Perennial Mouse It Today pledger.
I'm sorry?
A perennial Mouse It Today.
A perennial Mouse of Today. I get so jazzed when you say my name on the radio. Seriously. Like, I depend. Like, sometimes I pledge during Trouble's show, sometimes Ken's show. I just, you know, like to hear myself on the radio.
You were a big radio listener as a kid.
Not really. I mean, I grew up in like you know, the Hudson Valley, where there's not a lot of happening radio. There was WHUD, which was one of the last easy listening, like Sirius Montovani, you know, Chuck Mangione kind of easy listening stations.
I used to love those stations.
They're amazing. I mean, I loathed it at the time, but I so wish. I think satellite radio actually has like an old style, easy listening station. One of the only, you know, reasons to.
What music were you hearing in a military family besides marches?
Marches. No, my dad was way into like Willie Nelson, and like I had a grudging acceptance of Hank Williams that eventually turned into a love of Hank Williams. But it was like, you know, the Replacements, and their Uncle Phil's records and tapes in Highland Falls, New York, had a punk bin. It was really just a section. There were like 10 records in it total, and they had First Violent Femmes record, Replacements Let It Be, Husker Du New Day Rising, and then a bunch of other ones that like nobody else bought them. I went and bought the records, and like I could be sure that the, you know, as soon as I got another $7.99, the rest of the bin would be down there.
Hey, you're gonna do one more. Take us out with one more. By the way, listener Glenn posts on the Acu playlist comment section from the listeners that loves his favorite tuning is open C sharp, and he thanks you for that.
Oh, you're so welcome. It's what we do.
One more. Mike Doty here on WFMU performing live. MikeDoty.com for all the information you need, including all the availability of his music. Accompanied here by Andrew Scrap Livingston. And why don't you quickly just mention your upcoming gigs before you do one more song.
Oh, geez. I mean, the next New York gig is November 19th at the Bowery Ballroom. Gosh, I mean, I can't even remember the
headlining opening?
Headlining.
Who's opening for you?
Oh, this band called Moon Hooch. It's two saxophones and a drummer. And they were playing on the L-Train platform at Union Square, and they're just amazing. People are, like, dancing on the platform. So,
should we get them down here?
You ought to. Seriously.
What's their name called?
Moon Hooch.
Writing it down.
Yeah. They've got some YouTubes up of them playing on the platform, and it's super neat.
Okay, one more song here from Mike Doty and Andrew Scrap Livingston, accompanying him on cello here on WFMU.
This is a song by a great old New York band called Drink Me, and it's called Drunk on the Train to Chicago, and I Feel All Right.